adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. One of the mysterious submarines operating in the Caribbean was sighted by a Navy patrol plane. The pilot followed the sub while reporting its presence to headquarters and received orders to make the sub identify itself or take the consequences. The submarine would answer no radio messages, and when its crew sighted the plane, the order for an immediate dive was given. When the plane arrived at the exact location of the dive, the pilot dropped a depth bomb, and the resultant oil slick proved that some vital spot had been reached. The Navy plane, however, had to start for home as his supply of fuel was limited. The crippled sub came to the surface and radioed Thorson, asking for permission to put in at his island for emergency repairs. This request has just been granted, and we pick up the submarine preparing to thread its way through a tortuous narrow channel between the coral reefs leading to the South Lagoon.
Oh! Oh, my head, What happened, sir?
Dad, I don't know. You tried to stage a one-man mutiny. I won't have such nonsense on my ship, you understand?
Yes, sir. I remember now, the water was coming in. That bomb must have sprung our plates. I guess I lost my head for a minute,
sir. You were insolent and insubordinate.
I'm very sorry, my captain. Yes, I was excited.
You're more than excited. You acted like a crazy man. But enough of that. We have work to do. We are not out of danger yet. Are you ready to obey orders now?
Any command you give me, sir, but I have a slight headache.
You should have. I had to hit you with my pistol.
I deserved it, sir. Where are we?
A few miles from Thorson's Island. I radioed him for permission to land and make repairs.
How bad is the damage, sir?
Bad enough. We can't submerge. Two badly sprung plates at the base of the conning tower, and I'm not sure the periscope is still in line.
Well, Thorson has equipment to check that, sir.
He has, if we can get in there in time. That plane that found us must have given our position. They should be looking for us now, and we are only about an hour ahead of them. Tell the radio room to keep a sharp ear on all the regular Navy channels.
Yes, sir, at once.
Engine room, can't you get any more speed out of those engines?
They are turning over 1850 now, sir. In danger of running hot.
Turn them up to 2100. I want speed, not cool engines. Every turn you can get, understand?
Yes, sir. 2100 it is.
Radio reports that at least three destroyers are setting out from near Puerto Rico to pick us up, sir. They believe we are either sunk or disabled.
That is good. And if we can make the lagoon on Thorson's Island, they will never find us. Good fortune follows those who dare, and she is with us.
Will I get the charts of that lagoon passage?
Yes, and have a linesman ready to heave a lead for us. That is going to be the most difficult part of the journey.
Yes, sir. We've gotten in and out there before.
But not on the surface. Submerged, it's an easy task. Yes?
Just picked up a conversation between the commander of the bomber squadron and naval headquarters.
Yes?
They're on the way to look for our ship, sir.
What is their position?
They left Puerto Rico 10 minutes ago, sir.
Keep listening.
Yes, sir.
Left Puerto Rico 10 minutes ago. They can make Thorson's in an hour. Well, here we go. We can still make it. You take the wheel.
Yes, sir.
Hold her nose on that large palm. Don't vary half a degree.
Yes, sir.
Engine room, cut speed to 1/4. Just enough to make headway. And make ready for a quick reverse if necessary. On your toes.
Yes, sir.
Order that linesman on the bow at once. I want a report every 10 seconds.
He is ready, sir.
Now let me see that chart.
Yes, sir.
According to this, there should be at least 2 fathoms of water under our keel for safety all the way. If we can keep in the center of the passage. Did you check the ballast tanks?
Yes, sir. All tanks are blown clear. We're riding as high as possible.
Good. Now give me the wheel. And relay that line report.
Yes, sir.
Cut speed by 1/2.
Cut by 1/2. It is, sir.
We're in the passage now. There's no turning back.
14 fathoms, sir.
Good. Just as this chart shows.
14.5 fathoms, sir.
We can stand a little more headway. Give me a little more speed. Not much. Good. Good. Hold it there.
12 fathoms.
Getting shallower, huh?
10 fathoms.
Cut engines. Prepare for reverse.
11 fathoms.
Good. That's better. Resume speed.
15 fathoms.
We're almost through. Now let them send their destroyers and bombers. Send the whole navy.
20 fathoms.
It's the lagoon. Full speed ahead. Carl, the churning is over. We have escaped.
Yes, sir.
Now wait till I see that Thorsten. Would you believe it? He didn't even want me to come in here. Said it was too risky.
What does he mean, risky for who?
Not for him. If we stayed outside, we would either be sunk or be prisoners.
So long as we don't betray him, I suppose he don't care.
Well, the details of this episode will not look so good in my report to headquarters. There's our destination.
Where, sir? I see only trees.
That's right. We steer right between those two royal palms.
It'll run us up on shore,
no,
sir.
No, no, no. That only looks like shore. It's an anchorage. 200 feet in the past, in past the edge. Completely grown over with foliage.
That is camouflage.
Oh, it is better than camouflage. It would defy detection even from an aerial photograph. Cut the engines.
Cut they are, sir.
How do we tie up, Captain? Regular anchors?
It's not necessary. You will find hawsers on both sides of the anchorage with winches for take-up.
Deck crew up to fasten ship.
Deck crew up to fasten ship, yeah.
Well, that's done. Come on. I want to find that Thorsten.
Ahoy there!
Oh, there he is now. Not a word from you. I'll do the talking. Hello, Thorsten.
Well, I see you made the journey safely. Do you know if you were seen coming in here?
Not much chance. We had too much of a start. Although there's a squadron of bombers looking for us.
Yes, I know all about it. And 3 destroyers also. You see, we listen to the radio, too.
Why did you even think of withholding permission for us to put in here, Thorsten?
Captain, I give the orders for you and your kind to follow. I give no explanation.
We were in grave danger. The choice of being sunk or submitting to capture.
You are in command of your boat, and if you lose it, it's none of my business.
It is our business, yours and mine.
That's where you're wrong. You should have seen to it that you were not discovered and run down. Don't try to shift your responsibilities onto me. What were you doing in the surface in daylight anyway? You should know better.
One generator was burned out, and we couldn't get a full charge on the batteries. We had to come up.
Again, it is your job to keep them from burning out. Instead, you run in here in full daylight. The next time it happens, don't even call me. I don't want to hear from you. Do you understand?
Yeah, but our ship was disabled.
I repeat, don't call me. Ships that can't keep out of trouble are better sunk and their captains with them. That is all. How long will it take you to make repairs?
36 hours should do it.
I'll give you a double repair crew. Be out of here in 24 hours, finished or not.
While Thorsten and Sasha were getting the distress call by radio from the disabled submarine, Jungle Jim was watching them through a large library window. When Thorsten left to meet the submarine commanded by G8, Sasha took a stroll through the garden. She had a rather good idea of who she would find there.
It can't be him. It's just impossible. Why, it's fantastic. But he's crazy enough to try it.
Yes, and clever enough to do it, too.
Lil. Lil.
Who's that? Who are you?
Don't jump. It's me. Jim. Are you alone?
Jim. Oh, Jim. I knew it was you. I knew it all the time. It couldn't be anybody else.
Of course it's me, Lil.
Oh, let me touch you. You're alive, Jim. Oh, pinch me so I'll know I'm not dreaming.
Of course I'm alive. And you're as wide awake as you'll ever be. Oh, gosh. Gosh, it's good to see you again, Lil.
Oh, Jim. It's true. You're really alive and here.
But tell me, what in the devil are you doing here with this Bull Thorsten? Do you know who he really is?
Sure, I know who he is. Suppose you save some of that concern for your poor wife.
What?
Or should I say, apparent widow. She thinks you're dead.
My what?
Your wife, I said. Don't you remember your little helpmate?
My wife? Oh, Lil.
Well,
boy,
I never knew
boy.
I could be so funny or that your sense of humor was so easily aroused. Well, stop cackling like a goon.
Oh, I can't help it, Lil. Gosh, that's terrific.
Well, I'm sorry I can't join you in a good laugh.
So she even fooled you.
She what?
Kitty. Kitty put it over so well that even you believed it.
Say, will you get some sense into this conversation?
Who fooled who about what? Why?
I'm not married, Lil, to anyone.
Why, that
No, 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 Lil. Take it easy, take it easy. I'm the one who made up the story for her to tell.
But why?
No choice. I left her in Puerto Rico and started down here alone. She stowed away, and I discovered her too late to send her back. But it worked out okay. We made up the story of a wrecked ship, and while she was being rescued, I sneaked ashore. And no one but you really knows I'm here.
Well, Jim, so you're still single.
Yep. And while we're on the subject, suppose you tell me what your marital status is. Are you married to Thorson?
Ah, oh, perish the thought. I'm his secretary.
Well, I don't get it, Lil. Why?
I'm here for the same reason you are. The FBI fixed it so that I could meet him, and he hired me for his confidential assistant.
And I'm running him down for the military intelligence.
Well, we're partners again, Jim. At least we're on the same side of the fence.
Well, there's no one I'd rather be partners with than Shanghai Lil.
Uh-uh, Jim. Not Lil anymore. My name now is Sasha Dubrov.
Well, so glad to know you. Could we take tea, say, at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Be sensible.
Gosh, what a handle. Sasha Dubrov.
Well, I hope that silly St. John dame doesn't recognize me and spill the beans.
Well, you've got to get her alone and tell her. Tell her I'm safe, too, will you, like a good gal?
Sure I will, Jim. Well, maybe I'd better go in now.
Sasha!
Oh.
Sasha!
There he is now, Jim. I've got to go. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'll have a fan. If it's open, everything's okay. If it's closed, you stay undercover.
Sasha!
Bye, Lil.
Sasha!
Here I am, Bull. I'm coming right away.
Boy, oh boy, what a gal she is. With her on my side, Mr. Bull Thorson, your goose is cooked.
What new surprises can happen? Sasha turns out to be Shanghai Lil, Jim's partner of 100 thrilling adventures. Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and Little King, immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.